Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystallized Beats, where we focus on shining light on the talent in the shadows. We do this by featuring new up-and-coming indie artists through their music and the links to their social media. Thanks for checking us out. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Crystal Lamar. I am the host of Crystallized Beats podcast, as well as the head writer for Never Near Stomping Ground blog. And I started this because I know how difficult it is to come up in the music industry, and I want to give these new artists a boost and give them a platform where they can make a name for themselves. And I've worked with some really great artists, and we have some phenomenal artists to come. So definitely subscribe to our channel and keep checking us out. What's up, guys? It's Crystallized Beats, and I'm Crystal Amar. Thanks so much for bearing with me for the last couple of weeks that we've been off the air. I have been super sick and dealing with some personal stuff, but that is behind me now. So let's get back to business. Today's featured guest is Epidemic Beats out of Melbourne, Australia, and we're going to listen to a couple of his beats now, so let's get to it.
It's an epidemic.
Alright guys, so that was Epidemic Beats out of Melbourne, Australia, and as you can see, he's got some pretty great range. You know, it's hard to describe his music because it is so diverse. It's a lot of trippy stuff though, and I really love his vibe. And stay tuned because we have an interview with him coming up next. All right, guys, tonight's featured guest is Epidemic Beats out of Melbourne, Australia. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
I know it hasn't been easy because of the time difference. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all good. I understand. It's all good. I'm glad to be here and glad to speak with you.
Excellent. So I have to say, I've been listening to your stuff and I am so impressed by your range of beats. I was not expecting it.
Okay. Yep.
Well, like for example, you have this beat that you called old school type beat and mm-hmm. I played it and I'm expecting it to be like every other old school type beat. Right. And it's like a trippy old timey lounge beat.
And Yeah, I don't, like when I make beats, I don't really have I don't really try to set out to do like a specific thing. I just sort of, I guess I just go on like whatever emotion like I'm having at that time and it just comes out in the music. I don't know if that makes sense, but in that particular beat, I just used a sample and I really like those old sort of old school sort of trippy sort of sounds, and I just tried to turn it into something that, you know, had some good bass in it and everything but still had an old school sort of sound to it.
Was really cool. I loved it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
that is a recent one. I just actually made that yesterday. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So what got you into music?
I'm a music fan, first and foremost. Like I've always been into a lot of different music, any type of music. It just I have like a thing where I'm just sort of, I don't really see genres too much. I just sort of, if it's good music or it's bad music, like that's all I'm really worried about. And I really just go on a lot of different things. Like I sort of try to have a connection with the music, like feel it emotionally. Like I've always been into music that way, like a connection emotionally. And then I've sort of, you know, over the years I've sort of looked at it technically as well, but I've always been into music. I've always been listening to music a lot. I've always like do it. It's a daily ritual. When I started, I don't know, when I was a kid, basically just listening to a lot of different bands, rock, hip hop, anything. As far as getting into music production, I started doing that around like 5-6 years ago, just on because I wanted to do something creative. and I wanted to, I really liked music, and I thought I'd had a friend that was into music production, and he sort of like showed me how to use the program and stuff and his Logic. And as far as that, I just sort of worked at it every day and tried to learn, and I'm still learning, like every day I'm still learning what to do and how to use it, how to produce. And yeah, I've just like, since 5 years ago, I've just been making beats and yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's always good to have a friend that's into something that, you know, turns into a mutual benefit, something that they can teach you how to do that you really like, you know?
Yeah, 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 for sure. Yeah, so...
Yeah. What's the latest, well, I guess besides the one that you just made yesterday, what's the latest project that you put out? Or, you know, do you have any collabs that you've put out recently or anything like that?
Yeah, I did. I sent a beat to an artist called Sherry B, and she made a song, Black Lives Matter, with one of my beats. I did send you the link to that. It's on YouTube. I have another artist that I'm working with, Miss Pack from Texas. And there's another beat producer that I'm working with, called C-Dot. It's Chauncey Covington, and he's also like a mentor to me as well. And we do a lot of stuff together. Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll put that information in the podcast notes too, guys, so that you can find that stuff. You'll be able to check out that latest one that he just dropped too. So, do you have any plans for, you know, an EP or an album of your beats?
All of my beats I'm currently putting on, BeatStars. So they're all on there. I'm thinking about just chucking them on, like an instrumental CD maybe in the future. But right now I'm just trying to connect with artists and just build together and do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're more focused right now on doing collabs, and it sounds like you're doing them internationally, which is pretty cool. I definitely know some really sick producers that I could put you in contact with too, so that would be good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, always looking to connect with artists and producers and learn and build with them. Yeah, so that'd be really good. That'd be helpful.
All right, cool. Have you been doing a lot during lockdown? I know that you just recently got put back on lockdown, but have you been creating a lot?
Yeah, like every day. The crazy thing is that the lockdown, as crazy as it's been, and on the outside, like, it's just given me time to really focus more on what I'm doing, like, in every aspect, just like the learning, the creating every day. I've been doing beats, so it's the lockdown's been good in that way, but obviously in other ways it's really not good. So, but it's given me more time to do beats and to work on music every day. So yeah.
Nice. That's good that you're taking advantage of it too, you know?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to add? Anything that you'd like people to know?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Just check me out, check out my beats, and, you know, if you want to get in contact with me and work possibly in the future, by all means reach out. And
all right. And all of his contact information is going to be in the podcast notes too, guys. So definitely reach out and make some, you know, killer music together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm always working on new stuff, and I'm always trying to trying to connect with new like-minded people, and yeah.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me, and yeah, we'll keep in touch, and yeah, thanks a lot for doing
this. Definitely. Yeah. Take it easy.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
All right, guys, so that was me talking to Epidemic Beats out of Melbourne, Australia. Again, I want to thank you so much for bearing with me and continuing to listen to the podcast over the last couple of weeks that I've been gone. And things are going to get better, and we're going to get back to our daily schedule, so definitely stay tuned. Hey. Are you looking for more episodes of Crystallized Beats? Well, we are now available on all podcast platforms, as well as our website, crystallizedbeats.com. Go check us out.